Turning our attention now to the situation in Israel, particularly when it comes to talking about post-traumatic stress. Since the start of the war with Gaza, three Israeli soldiers have taken their own lives. The most recent was just yesterday at his base. Many others are being forced to extend their service by nearly a year to make up for the IDF's personnel shortage. And it's not only on the front lines where tragedy strikes. More soldiers are being killed in accidents, cases of friendly fire, and even rocket-propelled grenades. Just yesterday, one such incident killed three soldiers and seriously injured their commander. Not to mention the impact and the effect that this has on Israeli society at large, where friends and families of soldiers who are either hurt or killed are also struggling to come to terms with the reality. Well, to talk to us about what this is doing to the mental health of Israelis, we're joined by the management team of Emotion Aid, which is a not-for-profit organization dedicated to helping people with the prevention and management of stress and trauma systems in Israel. Emotion Aid works with various major organizations, schools, and the like across the Israeli society. And joining me on the phone is Kathy Lowy and Maskit Gilan Shohat, who is the VP, the Vice President. Thank you both for joining us. And if I could just throw a question out, and either of you are welcome to answer it, but if we could just start with the situation with the soldiers. Are you an organization that provides counseling and assistance to the soldiers in Israel and what they're going through at the moment?
Look, we do provide counseling to soldiers, but this is a smaller part of our activity. We've done that during the war with what is called Hayalim Bodedim, so lone soldiers who are in the country without family. So we've done more than 100 of those, but mostly when it comes to working with soldiers and war victims, we work with organizations which are helping them. So, for instance, a major partner is what is called Bet Alochem, and these are rehab centers which exist in Israel in each big city, and we train the staff of Bet Alochem to equip them with tools which they don't have in order to help their clients.
If I can just stay with the soldiers for one moment, do you have any sense about the current mental health of soldiers right now? I was talking about suicide. I was talking about the military service is now extended. People are being called back time and time again to do reserve duty. So how are soldiers managing?
Yeah. By the way, I just want to say that the extension of the service, I think, was a piece of news that was not verified. The fact that they are being called over and over again, and especially the reserve soldiers, that is a fact, and it's a very painful and difficult fact, which is connected to this long and painful war. I mean, we have never been faced with such a war in Israel, and we have to deal with the consequences of that. And when it comes to, you talked about the different accidents, including some of friendly fire, but when you're dealing with a guerrilla war like we have in Gaza right now, it does create a lot of problems. It's not a war for Israel. It's not a war that we like to wage, of course. Mm. And so that's a consequence. And of course, the mental health symptoms are going to be connected to this intense, chronic, prolonged exposure to a war situation.
What signs of trauma or PTSD are you seeing in the Israeli society in general?
Okay, so let me maybe let Maskit answer this one.
I think that I work a lot with the community, people, education, children, parents. I think basically it influences everybody because we all very connected. The soldiers are either your kids, your husbands, your partners, and everybody knows somebody. So you cannot, take the whole society and divide it to different groups. I think the whole Israeli society suffers from different symptoms like lack of security, lack of safety, the fact that you don't know what's the next day or the next hour will happen, different decision that's been taken and influence the day to day. And I think one of the points that really make it very difficult for quite a lot of us is that we still have 50 hostages in Gaza for almost 2 years. And that is something that is really going against our Israeli belief and even our Jewish attitude, you know, to how you deal with people that were kidnapped from their houses and basically we can't get them back. So that's very complicated and it makes the whole society very fragile.
Yeah. Maskit, is there a particular age group that is mostly affected?
Look, I can tell you, you know, the tiny little ones that were born when the war started, they have in their vocabulary words that you're not supposed to have at the age of 2 or 3 or 4, you know. They have words like alarm, shelters, mamad, the war, we have to go again, and what if somebody will come in and kill us, and what if the bomb will fall? I think it's even too early to know that, because we are still in the middle of the event. So I think from very young kids that can start understanding, and they also feel it from their parents. I mean, you can imagine if a father is doing 200, 300 days of reserved and he goes to the army and he disappears, it can be a very problematic situation.
You mentioned that the situation with hostages is something that adds to the emotional trauma. Israel, of course, is a society that's had many wars, but please God, when this war is over and the hostages have been released or the situation is dealt with, do you think Israeli society is going to have changed and something will be different in the Israeli society moving forward?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. I think that what we're going through, like, you know, to build on what Maskit was saying before, is a situation of chaos. Actually, it's maybe more acute in Israel, but we actually see chaos in the world in general, in different societies. And for sure, with us, maybe there's one thing that we need to explain. I mean, you mentioned trauma, but actually what we are experiencing in Israel is not only trauma, but other, situations or diagnosis. We're talking about moral injury. And moral injury is when you are, like what happened on 7th of October, when you are faced with situations, with, you know, having to do things or having to witness situations which are beyond the realm of what is acceptable as far as your morality, really. And so this is called a moral injury. And I think, you know, what Maskit was saying about the hostages is that this is a moral injury to the soul of the country. It's something very deep. So, you know, it's we can't talk about this situation just talking about war strategy or tactics, you know, should we do that or this, or sometimes it's compared to the number of soldiers who died. And we cannot do that. This is a moral injury and we're going to have to deal with it. Now, you know, what is important to say, because we are very conscious when we talk about trauma that we also have to talk about resources, which is a way to balance and come back to a sense of a life flow. We also have to say that this society is amazing, that our people is very resilient, that, you know, when it came to the 12 horrible days of the war with Iran, the whole people, everybody was united. People were going to the shelters, you know, without speaking a word, without saying anything. There was really a sense of that it was necessary and we were doing what was needed in order to protect ourselves. And in general, you know, you just see so many initiatives of volunteering, of helping, of, you know, of contributing one way or another to this society. And I think you have that in South Africa too, actually. Your community is also very supportive.
We do have it, but of course not to the extent that Israel has. Unfortunately, we need to leave it there as we go to the news, but that is Kathy Lowy and Maskit Gilan Shohat of the Emotion Aid Organization in Israel. Thank you both for the work you do and for chatting with us here on The Home Run.